In this interview, you will hear from Sandy Kirby, a mother of 5 children, who mostly have children of their own. She has lived through a lot of things during her life, so listen to her as she tells her life story.
I grew up in Upper Saddle River, New Jersey, on a farm. It was very different than today. I remember when we got our first telephone. I can remember a new TV. We didn't have things like you do now. We had a party line, and you could pick up your phone, and if someone else was using it, you had to hang up and just wait your turn. And our house was very, very humble, very rural. We grew, raised turkeys. We sold fruits and vegetables and pigs. My father raised pigs, and it was called a New Jersey truck farm. I mean, it wasn't our only income source. My father was a baker also. But it was very different today. We had no video games. We played outside, and I didn't live that close to anybody. So I played mostly with my brother and my sisters. And then in the summertime, my cousins, who lived more in city areas of New Jersey, would come and spend time with us on the farm.
Do you have any memories from your childhood that stand out to you?
One time, we used to sit under our big dining room table, and my sister found a package of matches. We had a gas stove, and you had to light the stove with the match. And she used to light my mother's lace tablecloth and then put it out very quickly. And she told me, well, don't you ever do that, because you won't be quick enough. Well, after she was off doing something, I went in there and tried it, and she was right. I could not get it out. The tablecloth was really flaming, so I just left and shut the door. And my mother came in, and she saw all this smoke coming out of the dining room, and luckily she was able to put it out before I burned the house down.
Sandy Kirby's life wasn't always a simple, carefree life. She grew up during some of the most eventful eras in American history.
I grew up, of course, during the Cold War. And that was, those were very scary times. The threat from Russia was very, very strong when we were growing up. Anytime a plane went overhead, my sister and I were always frightened, especially me. I've been a scaredy cat forever. That was scary to me. Airplanes scared me. We were afraid it was the Russians coming to bomb us. So we lived up during the Cold War, and that was, really kind of scary.
Sandy Kirby not only lived during the Cold War, but she lived during one of the biggest events in American history, the Civil Rights Movement.
The Civil Rights Movement, that was major when I was growing up. And of course, we didn't live in the South, so in the North, blacks were not treated the same way as they were in the South. And, we couldn't understand how these black children could not go to school. And so that was a big major issue that I lived through, was, of course, the Civil Rights Movement. Well, like I said, we lived in the North. So, of course, we were very supportive of it because we didn't, up north, you didn't have a black bathroom and a white bathroom. But once you moved in the South, they did, you see. Sitting in the back of the bus in the South. I don't remember any of those things as a child. Now, we had farm workers on the next farm next door, and they used to have Jamaicans who were black come and do summer farm work for them. And they were not treated as second-class citizens like they would have been in the South. they were, you know, we would never think of being disrespectful or rude to them, whereas in the South, white kids would not always be that nice to black servants and things. You know, it was just a different mindset. See, but as someone from the North, we didn't have those as many prejudices as they did in the South, at least not where I grew up.
Do you remember how important someone's nationality was back then?
I went to register at our neighborhood church, and they heard my name was Kirby, and they said, well, you don't want to register here. This is the Polish church. You want to go to the Irish church, which is across town. And, you know, to me, I grew up in a rural area. Everybody just went to, there was only one church, but this was a city. So there was an Irish church, an Italian church, and a Polish church. And you kind of registered not according to your geographic area, but according to your nationality.
Why do you think someone's nationality is less important now than it was back then?
I would say computers. Computers, I think, had the biggest impact on the world. It made the world very small instead of this huge, vast place.
Why do you think computers had such a big impact on the world?
Well, I think the internet is the great equalizer. But on the internet, you don't know who you're talking to, really. Unless, you know, they tell you who they are. That doesn't necessarily mean it's true. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I guess you can change your persona with a keystroke. Because everyone has a voice. Everyone has a voice. It's, you know, it's not, you know, if you ever look back to social times, there was, you know, a definite class. There was, you know, servants and the people who owned the manor. But now with the internet, everyone is equal. Everyone has the same opportunity that has access to a computer. They can, you know, they're all the same. You would not know who they are. You wouldn't know if they were rich, poor, you know? You wouldn't know.
How do you think life when you were growing up compares to life now? Do you think it's better or worse?
Well, I'm the type of person who always tries to look forward. Not that I don't enjoy the past, but, you know, the past is done and a lot of the changes are for the better. Look at modern medicine. It's so fabulous. And communication today. I think the changes are good. I think in some instances, you know, some families in this disjointed world, all the pressure that people are on in to earn all this money to buy all these toys and gadgets and things people think they have, puts a lot of pressure on the family. But I think families will continue to thrive and grow. And I think you need to embrace technology. You can enjoy the past and you can reminisce, but I mean, I see all the wonderful things, computers and technology and just the advancement of science. It's just made for a better world. I mean, years ago, I mean, I think of all the hard work that my parents did, a lot of physical, heavy, manual labor. My mother had a wringer washing machine and we hung the clothes out in the line or in the cellar. We didn't have a dryer. I mean, you know, just those human tasks were almost drudgery. You know, hauling in wood for the, you know, wood furnaces and stuff. Now, I embrace modern technology. I think it's fabulous. It gives us more time to enjoy other pursuits, whereas you're not just constantly working to survive.